This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Hall of Famer Steve Young will stop by coming up in a little bit. Dan's Deals, last call tonight at 10 Eastern. Limited quantities, and it's a one-stop shop. All the deals are at least 50% off. We handpicked these products. We thought they would be great for the holiday season. You can do all your holiday shopping in one fell swoop. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Final results of the poll question from Hour 2, Seton, and do we have a new poll question for the final hour on this Monday?
Dan, we got up there right now. Best week of the year, Thanksgiving week or the field? Right now, the field is leading 52-48.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
But there's 51 other weeks.
I thought recency bias would probably win out here Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week. Now, there's also great college basketball. I believe the Great Alaskan Shootout is this week.
I love the Great Alaskan Shootout.
Don't sleep on that. And then you got all the football, college. You got some big rivalry matchups as well, some NFL games. So you got food. You got food for Wednesday, food for Thursday. Wednesday's a great night when you go back home and you see everybody, go out to the bar.
Come on now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, who's who and what's what. If you know what I mean.
A few of those nights in my youth.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No, hell no.
No. No. Yeah, Paul.
But do you guys remember when you're in college and you go back for that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving and you go to the local high school bar and there was a few of those guys who never left? You know, they didn't go to college and they were spending the whole year at the high school bar and you went back and saw them?
Ouch.
It's like a reunion.
Yeah.
That's either the best night of the year or the worst night of the year, depending on if you're a bouncer / bartender or a person going to the bar.
Yes, Todd.
I did not have a comment on that topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Todd didn't go away to college, and he didn't go to any bars on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
I didn't.
Okay.
I'd be the worst person to chime in on that.
Final hour on the way. So 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Cowboys beat the Panthers. Dallas is the third team to win 6 of its first 10 games by at least 20 points. That joins the 07 Patriots. They did it 8 times. And they lost in the Super Bowl. The Rams in 1999, they won the Super Bowl that year. So maybe a good indication for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how good they are. I liken them to the Miami Dolphins. They're always going to be interesting. But, you know, here's Dak Prescott in his, what, 8th year? And Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl in his 8th year. Like, this is a great resume cleanser if he would happen to win the Super Bowl. It goes along with the territory. Do the networks spend too much time on the Cowboys? Yes, but they only do that because of the fan base, not because it's always warranted. Because the Cowboys haven't done anything for 30 years, except for Jimmy Johnson's going into the Ring of Honor, and here's Jerry Jones yesterday making the announcement.
But I will say this, it was magical the time we had together. And I want you to know something. on December the 30th, right, of 1923, you're going in the Dallas Cowboy Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
What did I say?
2023.
Well, it is 2023. Now, we want to get this real clear. Okay? 3 weeks from now. 4 weeks from now.
Yeah, you want to get it real clear, except for the year. It does feel like it was 100 years ago that Jimmy coached the Cowboys. By the way, Thanksgiving night, Christian McCaffrey and the Niners battling the Seahawks, NFC West showdown. Thanksgiving night, 8 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Yeah, you know, I look at the Cowboys. I go back to, I'm trying to think, you know, Roger Staubach, Craig Morton. I mean, you have all of these great quarterbacks who played there. It felt like that you couldn't live up to the expectation. Like Tony Romo was a really good story, and that would have been a really good team for him to quarterback. Then he got hurt. Dak came in, and they went 13-3. But Don Meredith, when Don Meredith was there, he's probably the first Cowboy quarterback I remember. You know, they just have a large fan base. And the analytics say, talk about the Cowboys. Now, are the Cowboys a story today? No. They won a game they're supposed to win. But that'll be a story that's talked about. Now, we had a caller who brought up, you know, does Dak Prescott get too much blame here? Yes, and too much credit. It goes along with the territory there. He's a good quarterback. We want to see you do something. You know, win the big game. And that's what we'll wait for. Then the Cowboys will be a legitimate story. When they host the Eagles, do they win the game? You know, they got Seattle. Like, they win these games. Win the division. Win a playoff game. I mean, they have infamously failed, you know, in a way that's almost historical in the last couple of losses there. You're waiting for something. And Mike McCarthy could use this as well. It's been a long time. So Jerry Jones, you know, is, you know, this is what he wants. I got to have another Super Bowl. You got a good team here. You just have to have a good team on that day when you're playing somebody that maybe you're not playing your best, but you have to win those games. Yeah, Paul.
Since we're talking about them, Dak Prescott before the age of 30 is 2-4 in playoff games, 4 playoff exits. Peyton Manning, I got him at 3-6 in the playoffs his first 8 years in the league. And then in 06, they won it all against the Bears at age 30.
Yeah, and we kept waiting for Peyton to win the big one. That was the knock against him in college. He couldn't beat Florida, win the big game. He couldn't do it. And then he got drafted, and then we waited and waited, and then all of a sudden he revolutionized the position. But up until then, we were waiting for him to win the big game. It goes with the territory. Now, he was the number one pick. Dak came in differently. You were an underdog. Nobody knew. They didn't even want you. They wanted Connor Cook out of Michigan State, who went, I think, the pick before to the Raiders, and they got you. Then all of a sudden, you showed promise. Has he exceeded what he's supposed to do? Or is because he's a Cowboy quarterback, he'll never exceed that? Or do we look at him as a third-round draft pick and go, you know, hey, he's doing pretty well for a third-round pick. Whereas Peyton was the number one overall pick, he was always underachieving. Dak is overachieved. It's a good story. But now is where we don't care about the good story anymore. Now you got a good team. Now you got to win. You know, Jalen Hurts came in. You know, was kind of like, you know, hey, you got Carson Wentz, you got Jalen Hurts. All right, that's a smart pick, you know. Now, all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts is on that level of now he has to be great. He almost won the big game. Joe Burrow, same way. Almost won the big game. Josh Allen hasn't lived up to the hype. We're waiting for that. It goes along with the territory. Kyler Murray, throw him in. I mean, all these quarterbacks. You're waiting. Aaron Rodgers. He had one Super Bowl. And that was a long time ago. Yeah, Pauline.
Going back to Peyton Manning, the other thing about being a quarterback with the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter how you get it. If you get help there, if you play a good game or a bad game, like Patrick Mahomes, his first couple Super Bowls, he wasn't great. His stats weren't great, but he got the win. He got a win. Peyton Manning beat an average, weird Bears team in 06 when he won the Super Bowl.
Well, the second Super Bowl, he doesn't get credit for that.
Right, but like the one against, he out-dueled Rex Grossman in the first one. It's not a classic Super Bowl matchup. Doesn't matter. It goes down on his resume. It's ring or no ring. Like if Dan Marino got one and he threw 120 yards and no touchdowns, it'd be better than, you know, better than anything. It doesn't matter your stats in the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter how you play as long as you get it.
You know, Tom Brady, I don't think his numbers were good in that first Super Bowl when they beat the Rams, but he did lead them on a 2-minute, you know, that drive, and Vinatieri kicks the game-winning field goal. But it counts as a Super Bowl win for Tom Brady. I don't know what his numbers were against the Rams. Probably not very impressive, but they ended up winning the game. You know, even the Super Bowl when they beat Atlanta, he shouldn't have been the MVP. Yes, Eden.
Knowing how difficult it is just to get to the World Series, the Super Bowl, let alone win one, why do we still do the yeah, but for some quarterbacks?
Meaning?
Like, well, yeah, they won it, but not really because the quarterback.
Well, I don't think Peyton was good that year, that second Super Bowl.
Probably not, but they still had to get there, and he still had to play good enough to win. Like, I mean, not every great quarterback wins a Super Bowl.
But I think you say he led his team to a Super Bowl win. You can't say Peyton led the Broncos to a Super Bowl win. Their defense led them to the Super Bowl. I think the Patriots' defense in that first Super Bowl led them to that Super Bowl win. I think there are moments where the quarterback does lead you. But there are times when Trent Dilfer didn't lead the Ravens to a Super Bowl win. Eli Manning didn't necessarily lead the Giants to a Super Bowl. You know, when they roughed up Brady that first time, that was the defense that won that Super Bowl. Yes.
But it feels like there's a lot of quarterbacks, though, who aren't good enough to, even if their defense leads them to the Super Bowl, they're not, or leads them throughout the season, that quarterback's not good enough to hold up their end.
Well, I believe that a lot of quarterbacks could have played as well as Trent Dilfer did. I do believe that. That defense was that good. And Denver's defense was wonderful when they won the Super Bowl. Yes, Pauline.
If you go back to Tom Brady, age 24 in 2001, when he won his first Super Bowl, they won three playoff games. He was a 61% passer. He threw for 572 yards and one touchdown in three playoff games. That's like 160 yards and one-third of a touchdown. He didn't have any specific stats. He had that one great drive at the end of the against St. Louis.
Yeah, he managed the game. That's all he did. He was a game manager. Now, the other Super Bowls, that's when Tom Brady was leading the Patriots for the most part. By the way, there is, I don't know if this is going to happen, but there's certainly talk about it, that Michigan students will boycott College Game Day coming up this weekend. They won't show up to celebrate in the, because I think the feeling is ESPN is anti-Michigan. Fox has been pro-Michigan. ESPN is going to be there with College Game Day. Therefore, we're not going to show up to enhance your broadcast. Whether that happens or not, there's already some chatter that maybe Michigan students won't show up. And I like how when I first heard the story of Harbaugh, I said, look, let's just let this play out, due process here. And I had Michigan fans saying, yeah, all right, Dan, we appreciate that. And then when all of a sudden Harbaugh goes, I'll take my punishment here, I go, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. And then all of a sudden the Michigan fans go, oh, yeah, typical Ohio State fan.
He's like, from Ohio.
Yeah. I said, come on. I'm just saying, if you, I keep coming back to this. If I'm Harbaugh and I know that there's something that's going on, whether I'm involved in it or not, I have to take inventory and I got to have all my coaches come in. And I have to say to them, now you want to bring them in individually? You want to bring them in collectively? You have to say, what am I walking into here? Who knows something here? Is there a paper trail? Is there a smoking gun? Because if you tell me now, maybe we can get out from underneath this. But if I get blindsided, I'm going down. You're going down too. And that's exactly what happened. Your linebackers coach, he was getting the information from Connor Stallions. A booster was setting up the, you know, financial side of this where he could hire somebody or he could travel to these games, buy tickets, get the information. Then the linebackers coach was getting this information, tried to destroy some of the information. Then he got fired. But that's all. That's what I would have done. Now, if I'm the Big Ten NCAA, I want to talk to the assistant coaches. If Jim didn't know, somebody else knew. And that's what I would want to know. Sit down, tell me what you know. And how did this benefit you? But does it go away? I guess it goes away until something else comes out. But I think that's what happened. All of a sudden, it's like Michigan, we're going to fight this. And hey, wait, what happened? Yeah, the linebackers coach and the information. And yeah, we're going to take the 3-game suspension, you know? Yeah, Paul.
The story about the booster funding the sign stealing thing came out later in the day on Friday.
What was it, Uncle T?
Uncle T was the name of the booster. If you're a school that...
Somebody said, oh, is Uncle T Uncle Tom right. Brady?
Michigan having a booster named Uncle T funding a sign-stealing program, that officially makes you an SEC school. You should have to move down to the SEC. You've made it. You're big time now.
But wouldn't that be interesting, though, if the student body doesn't show up for College game day?
Does it make the story worse, though, for Michigan? If the students do that, does that make them...
Well, they still feel like victims here, yeah. And they're not. You're not a victim. It could be and could have been a whole lot worse. And I don't even know if the NCAA goes, all right, you know what? We're going to back away. We're not going to do anything here. Or do they wait till the offseason? Is this a year down the road, 2 years down the road? But that's the first thing I would have done if I'm Jim Harbaugh. Guys, come on in here. Tell me now. Tell me now so I don't walk into this. Because I'm going to fight. And if you had somebody do something for you, you got to tell me now. Because we can get out from underneath this. But, you know, if I don't find something that comes out, then all of a sudden I'm going to be suspended. You're going to be fired. And that would have been my approach with this. But so I don't know where we stand with it. Michigan without Harbaugh. It would have been great, though, if Michigan would, you know, they're going to play the victim. It's going to be an incredible advantage. I mean, it's already an incredible home field advantage. And you're probably a better team. And now you got a chip on your shoulder, and you've beaten Ohio State the last two seasons. But it would have been great to see Harbaugh walk out. Just walk out. Now, he's not allowed to be at the stadium, can he, for the game? Where would he be? Could he be walking around the stadium?
Maybe at the basketball stadium, have a viewing party? Is Chrysler Arena or whatever?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Can you imagine having a camera with Harbaugh watching the game? We said this a couple weeks ago before Penn State. Wherever if he stuck somewhere, talk about a second screen TV show that would just crush. A camera with Harbaugh and a host walking through the game.
But is he communicating with anybody?
I don't...
Because if camera's on him, he can't communicate. Let's say... Now, I'm not saying he wouldn't do that.
I think it's against the rules.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's against the rules. Oh, okay. All right. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, and we'll talk to Steve Young, one of our favorites. He'll join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Eagles at the Chiefs tonight. Chiefs giving 3. Over under 45.5, according to DraftKings. We'll talk to Steve Young coming up in a little bit. Luciano in Brooklyn joining us. Hey, Luciano, welcome back.
Morning, couple.
Hey, man.
Look at the UConn legend sitting there looking all fresh. Peace, King, what else, say? And, of course, to the good fellas, Ty, Seed, and Pauly, what's it about, baby?
That's about...
All right, Mr. Patrick, I got to tell you, my brother. First of all, I'm in a fantastic mood. You could probably tell by my voice. Since we made you couple regime of the barbershop debates,
yeah,
my weekly envelopes have been extra fat, and business has never been so good. So as I'm sitting here right now in the Bellagio Hotel looking over the Las Vegas Strip, it is, 8:25 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm literally holding the cup halfway filled with Keeper's Hearts Irish American whiskey because it is Brooklyn certified. And I want to say we salute you. And, we appreciate everything you're doing, Skipper.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Luciano. I like that. A little road trip up to the Las Vegas Strip.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We'll be out there for the Super Bowl. Let's make way for the Hall of Famer, Steve Young. And let me see. Do I run down all these? You got 3 Super Bowl rings from the Niners, Super Bowl MVP, 2-time MVP, former ESPN analyst. Anything else? Did I leave out anything here?
Dan, you got it. Okay. No one at my house cares anyway, so don't worry about it.
Really?
No. No. They don't. The football's not. Although the girls, remember, I coached their flag football this fall, and the girls suddenly, like yesterday, they're like, why is he waving his arm when the punt? I'm like, it's a fair catch. It's a fair catch. You don't know what a fair catch is? You know, like, no, what does that mean? Like, oh, wow. So that has been fun. But that the girls are, you know, kind of interested in it.
Do the dads, though, they know who you are, so they geek out when they meet you?
it depends, you know. I mean, there's 49 faithful. You know, we live in the area. You know, I always said if I got in trouble, I'd drive to Modesto immediately. They'd protect me. So there's a lot of good people around here.
I never thanked you publicly. At least I don't think so. When we were on the sidelines when the Steelers beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl, and Ben got the ball for the 2-minute drill,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to hand out the trophy, and you're right there next to me. And you were doing play-by-play as if you were quarterbacking the Steelers. And it's one of the more wonderful moments I've had in broadcasting because we're all thinking like what's Ben thinking or going to do, and you're telling me what he should do, or oh my God, that was unbelievable. And then he leads him down for the touchdown.
Yeah, it was great.
And then I never saw you after that. It was wonderful. It was, yeah. But he made it. I thought he should have been MVP. I mean, he to do that with the game on the line like that, after what Kurt Warner just did, I mean, that was a very underrated Super Bowl, it felt like.
Super underrated. And the throw of the corner to win it was like, I mean, it was a magical little. I mean, you and I were standing right there. We're like 3 feet away.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it's fun in the NFL if you can be down on the field, because that's kind of, it's easy to do it from the booth because you can, you know, but to be in the guts of it and then react like, you know, as if you were playing it because you're, you know, visibility on the field is a little bit reduced from the stand. You know, I mean, I find myself now, I'll be at one of a high school game or something watching the stands. I'm like, please help, throw it. And I can't believe, I just said to myself, where did you come from that you would actually be, you'd reduce yourself to being in the stands yelling to a quarterback to throw it? You've got to be kidding me after all the years.
I was talking about Dak Prescott, that when you're the Cowboys quarterback, you get too much credit, too much blame. And I don't know if there's another fan base that has that much pressure, but can you equate any of that to the 49ers fan base? I know it's not as large as the Cowboys, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Montana did a number on me to kind of put a target on me, right? So it's like, you know, there's a fan base that's, if you think about the Cowboy fan base, the fan base that is like hyper-focused is probably about the size of our fan base. So it's like, quarterback, when there's an expectation at quarterback, and not every town has expectations around, everyone like loves the quarterback, but there's certain towns where the quarterback is everything and only thing. And San Francisco is one of those places. Dallas is one of those places. You got two. You know, both have two first ballot Hall of Famers. You know, they have history. You know what I mean? Where a lot of places don't have history of quarterbacks. Chicago, you know, like they would love a great quarterback, but it's not like they're used to it, right? And so that's why Justin's got such a hill to climb in some ways, in a different way. Where if you're a 49er or a Cowboy quarterback, the hill's already in place. You know, it's good luck.
I was watching Zach Wilson yesterday, and an analyst said he goes through his progressions too quickly. And I'm curious about, like, what is too quick and what's not quick enough? Like, that clock that's in your head of what you do. And I think you've talked about this before to me, that you, like, looked, there'd be one read, and then you'd just take it, and then you'd run.
Right.
You have to go through that that clock that's ticking. But...
there's a pace to it. There's a pace to it, Dan, and you're making a very good point. I was always too fast. You know, I was fast getting back. Bill Walsh used to say, look, you got to slow your drop. You got to slow down because, you know, we time everything off of back then. The West Coast offense was always about your footwork, decided where you throw the football. It's less that way out of the shotgun, but your footwork decided it. So you're so fast, you're ready. The team has not, the play is not prepared for you yet, and so you had to slow down. And I think what you're describing for Zach is a mental slowdown, because you're so football. The quarterbacking is all about adrenaline control. When everyone has adrenaline in the game, because everyone's full of, you know, and the 80,000 people screaming, is that can you control your adrenaline? You actually reduce it as things go crazy, as the play goes on. Your adrenaline stays pat or goes down. And if you don't, you'll chase it with your brain goes fast, right? Everything's going fast. Your visibility goes down. It's all the same stuff. Every quarterback fights it. And guys that haven't played very much in the pros, until you can teach yourself that or can kind of go through it enough that happens, you end up in a space where you're always racing through it, and the play can't be done in a way that's productive. It's like you're ready to throw it, and then you go to the next guy. He's not ready to throw it because he's supposed to be waiting for the other guy, and then you go through the whole process. Then you go to scramble, then you go down, and the coach screams at you, what are you doing? And you're like, well, I did exactly what I was told. Yeah, you did exactly what you were told, too fast, and it doesn't work. I think it's a great point.
How do you learn to throw a receiver open in the NFL when you normally don't have to do that in college?
Well, less. The game has changed a lot with the safety rules where you can't, you know, launch your body as a defender. So again, there's space, a lot more space. Used to be, I would say, you know, in college, every receiver is open, and in the pros, nobody's open. So that was, I would say that in college, everybody's still open, or even more open, and the pros is they're more open than they've ever been. But anticipatory throwing is what I try to tell other quarterbacks. It's like, if you don't see that coming, you'll be too late. So then people say, well, wait, now I'm too early, now I'm too late. It's like, yeah, that's why there's only five guys in the world that can be, like, you know, generational talents at this, because it's the ability to, there's, you know, processing has always been the key elements of NFL quarterback. So that's, and that processing has to be timely. It has to be, and then to deliver the football, that's why you have to have a great brain and a great arm. And together, you have anticipatory throwing. That's what's fun to watch. And after I retired, I'd be on the sidelines with you, like you described. And you saw Ben, or you watched Peyton, or you watched Tom. And it's that was the gift that they all had that everyone else chased. But just they'd have great brains. They didn't have the arm, or they never put it all together, or they were too fast, or they were too slow. And there was just that's why I love quarterback, and that's why I love the game. It's like a concerto, right? It's like it's got to be just perfect. It's got the pitch and the feel and the timing has got to be perfect. And when you see great players play, Dan, as you know, you stand behind them in the end zone. I used to love to stand in the goalpost and watch from behind, and you just say, oh my, that thing came out, and it's just like that. Nothing had by the time the ball was out of his hand, nothing had happened. And then while the ball was in the air, it all happened, and then bam. And there's something really beautiful about it.
He's the Hall of Famer, Steve Young, joining us, Dan Patrick Show. Would you rather have a great offensive tackle or a great wide receiver?
I mean, that's tough, but your point is that a tackle like Trent Williams of the 49ers, you can see it when he's in the game, when it's not. It's just, it's like a shutdown corner. Would you rather have a shutdown corner or a great edge rusher? And I think you'd probably say, look, a shutdown corner allows the other 10 guys to do things that are just unavailable without it. And so a great tackle, it's the same as a shutdown corner. You now close down a side, and that allows the other 10 guys to do. So if you don't have a Hall of Fame receiver, but you have a Hall of Fame tackle, your all pro receiver now is a Hall of Fame receiver. Like, it elevates everybody. And I think that's the point you're making. I think I agree with that. I mean, Trent Williams is probably, people say he's the greatest football player ever. I've heard that been said. And I can't say that that's not true at this point, because there's no one that's ever dominated a position like that. Now, you know, Anthony Munoz, you know, there's some great all-pro.
Larry Allen.
Out to Larry Allen. But I mean, Trent is unique. He can, on the run and the pass, can just completely dominate a game. And that's why, and quarterback, you've seen it every week. The only thing that stops quarterbacks in today's game is pressure, because people are open. There are open spaces, and then quarterbacks can go run for a free yard. So it's like a fun game to play. I mean, I've said it to you before. I'd love to play today. It'd be a lot of fun to go run around and make it happen. But you can't. The only defense that defending NFL defenses have today is four guys to force the passer. That's because the game hasn't changed in the pass rush. It's changed in coverage. It's changed in tackling, but it has not changed in pass rushing. The safety protocols have not affected the pass rush, and that's why it's still, and that's why it's been leaned into by defensive coordinators and everybody. So we got four guys, and they got to bring the heat, because that's our only shot.
Are the Niners set at quarterback?
I mean, how can you say no at this point? It's unbelievable to me. That the game has always been a processing game, Dan. I mean, and you've got an elite processor, 23-year-old elite processor, and that's, you watch it every weekend.
But how do you know you have that?
I always call it, it's like Star Wars. I always say it's the Force. You know, when Obi-Wan Kenobi turns to Luke Skywalker, you have the Force. And everyone goes, well, what is that? Because it's indescribable. It's this thing that we just talked about. The brain and the ability and the anticipation and the timing and the sense. And it's like a guile. And that's why I say it's the Force. Like, the kid has the Force. And people, you know, that's why he wasn't, why did you get drafted the last guy in the draft? because the force is hard to judge. You're just not sure. And look, I always say that even Brock doesn't know it until he does it. It's a revelation for everybody. And that's true for anyone in the NFL. It all comes to you because, you can say, oh, I'm great. I know I can do it. Yeah, you're not really until you do it. And then it all kind of makes
But I maintain obvious. That he had a harder time. He had to throw people open in college, where some of these other quarterbacks probably played with, C.J. Stroud. He didn't have to throw anybody open. Brock Purdy had to throw people open at Iowa State. So he might have been ready.
You make the point that Brock is going to have to, he's not the prototype. The prototype is Jalen Hurts. C.J. Stroud, who is just, I think, is if everyone doesn't understand, when you watch the tape, he is ahead of the game. He is an anticipatory thrower. Like, that's when you know someone's going to get better and better and better because they have that gift.
Yeah.
So those are Brock can't throw it as late as C.J. can, as late as Jalen can. Because his arm, it's like it's different. So he has to do it in a more, even more guileless ways. I don't know if that's a word, but like he has to actually be ahead. And that's why he's gotten into trouble in the three losses where the ball's coming out. The ball has to come out. And that's one of his gifts. But it has to come out so fast and early in anticipation that it's like it hasn't fully developed. And where the other guys can hang for the extra quarter of a second, they can watch for a little bit longer and then they can get out of the pocket. Stiff arm a defensive lineman, get out and throw it 60 yards. So Brock's going to have to do it like if CJ or Jalen's going to take three steps, Brock's going to take five. But he's going to be so efficient and good at it that he's instead of, he's going to be 5 for 5 where the other guys have to be 3 for 3. So that's just a fact. And he's going to have to do that in the biggest games. And he's going to have to do it coming from behind. The NFL today, Dan, every game it feels like comes down the last couple possessions of the fourth quarter. Yeah. That was never the case before. It was always more stodgy, more thick. It was like you couldn't make that big vicissitudes of scoring, like back and forth. It's like the NBA today. You've got five guys in the league or six that you give the ball in the hands in the last couple of drives and they will get it done. And Brock needs to constantly work extra to be one of those guys, but I think he can.
Would you have a harder time trying to describe to somebody who had never seen Patrick Mahomes play or Travis Kelce play?
They are subtle. It is subtle. It's but both of them have the same gift of presence in space. Like all the chaos and all they have a sense of a place in motion. And Patrick, the first time I saw him play Denver on Monday night, it was the second game, I say. He was scrambling left, and someone's chasing him, and then, usually young quarterback, I don't care how settled you are and how present you are, your mind is racing, right? You're scrambling out of the pocket. You're running as hard as you can. You're desperate for someone to be open, and all of a sudden, he kind of settles in and flicks it left-handed, kind of, over a guy's head and completion. I'm like, that's the ultimate, that you can be in the most incredible moments of adrenaline. And it's like, no, dude, I'm it's peace, bro, peace. And so Travis has the same sense of spatial relationships. You ever notice where he's kind of in between a couple of guys and he kind of just puts his body a certain way and you throw it that and then Patrick feels that. And then the other thing is when he starts to run, you'd say he was a lumberer. But he gains so much space in every step that it's like he's lumbering right by you, And so they're both unique, but Patrick is. And what I love about Patrick, Dan, is that he recognized that processing and the play out of the huddle is the most valuable thing in the game. And he decided, instead of being Superman, the most important thing I can do to be Superman is to do the basic blocking and tackling of calling the play, dropping back, and getting the ball out of my hand on time. And he started to work at that after the 19 Super Bowl run. He said, look, I can make all the plays. I get that. But I'm not getting over the hump because I'm missing all of those, nuts and bolts plays, the basics. And so he went back and played basic football, got the ball out, became much more efficient. And what that did was then allowed him, when he did go, to be really Superman. And that's what his game has changed over the last couple of years. And that's why he's so dangerous. And to me, so almost impossible to beat, because he's going to beat you out of the huddle and he's going to beat you out on the perimeter. And I, that's the dream. That's the prototype today. That's the dream. That's my game. That's why the whole goes full circle. I just want to come back and play. That's all that matters. That's all I want to do, Dan. I just want to come back and play. This is my, I was the oddity in 1990. I was like, he's a lefty scrambler. Get him off the field. I can't hate those guys. And now today, you're like, welcome. Come on in.
Steve, could you help the Jets right now?
Yeah, the Jets, I mean, Robert's
no, you coach. At quarterback.
Oh, quarterback. Yeah, no, I can look. game today, look, you saw, I will say this. Peyton never wanted to leave the game, but his arm went out. He would still probably be trying to play. Tom played as long as he possibly could because they knew that they were trained in a more sophisticated era. That's a fact. And they were taking advantage of it and abusing the system because they were trained in a different era. And the people were open. Tom once said to me, the flats are always open. The middle of the field is unpatrolled, which in the middle of the field in the day, you went in there with your life on the line.
Yeah.
He says, and no one can hit me. And I said, that's a game that I can dominate in. And so if you were trained in a more sophisticated day, like Aaron Rodgers, why is Aaron Rodgers trying to get back after 4 months? Because I was trained in a more sophisticated era, and I'm abusing the system. Get me on the field, because it's a and these are the last of the guys. Aaron's probably the last guy that was trained that way, and so everyone else will now be trained in a new era, and it's probably not as it's like anything.
Is your arm strong enough to help the Jets?
Yes, I can throw a few balls, all right?
Okay.
All right, Dan, don't get me dreaming, man. Stop.
Your wife's going to get mad at me, but Steve Young says he can help the Jets. I like that as a quarterback.
Hey. Make the headline, Dan. Bring the drama. Bring the drama.
Yep.
Then I escape the pocket once and four hamstrings go, and then where are we?
Happy Thanksgiving to the family. Always great to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're the best.
That's Hall of Famer, Steve Young. Always a great conversation with Steve. We'll take a break. Running late. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Hall of Famer Barry Sanders will join us on the program. Got a documentary about Barry and how he left the game, the NFL. He'll join us tomorrow. Cam Newton's going to join us on the program.
Cam
tomorrow.
Newton?
Cam Newton is stopping by. Yeah. Let's see. Last call for phone calls. Christian McCaffrey and the Niners battle the Seahawks. That'll be Thursday night. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. Let's create tomorrow's headline today before tonight's game. So the Eagles and the Chiefs. Todd, you are Mr. Mock Headline. I'll start with you.
Mahomes, Ma'Auto, drive past Eagles at Arrowhead.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
Something about a swift vengeance for the Eagles.
Ooh, okay.
A tailorless Chiefs.
Oh, okay. Marvin.
Mine was going to be something Swift related also.
So the
Kelce Swift in the thing, and they won.
Yay. Right. Paulie?
I'm also not that creative. I was going to do something about DeAndre Swift, this Swift getting the win. It was going to be...
Which Swift? But Taylor's not going to be there, but her parents are going to be there.
Okay.
I believe.
Proxy.
I believe that...
Both sets of parents are supposed to be there. Yeah.
Okay.
Kelsea.
Later.
The Fritzy move.
Come on, Ma'Auto.
See you later.
Yeah.
I love that commercial.
James in Virginia. And we'll do This Day in Sports History. Hey, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP, Dan, Nets, man. Salute the Commanders, man.
You couldn't beat the Giants.
Hey, man. I got nothing except for it helped me in the survivor pool. Everybody quit watching it, man. So I told my wife, they can lose today, babe. It's okay. But unfortunately, man, I'm going to have to watch Dallas put the nail in the coffin on Thanksgiving because they're a juggernaut at home, and I just don't see it. I still do believe in Sam Howell, even though he had a bad game, man. But I love to see it going forward, man. But my best, man, is Washington, but it's the University of Washington, man. Let's go, Washington Huskies.
Thank you, James. Paulie, This Day in Sports History.
This is a wild one. I haven't seen this one before. 1942, the National Hockey League ended their regular season overtime until World War II was over. They used to have overtime in the NHL. And then in 1942, due to travel restrictions, I'm just reading up on this, due to travel restrictions and teams making their trains on time and infrastructure, they got rid of overtime in the NHL due to World War II. They didn't bring it back until 82-83. So the reason there was ties in hockey for all those decades was due to World War II. I had no idea. And of course, every year, A.C. Green, 1997, played his 907th straight game. He was with the Mavericks at the time.
1982, Cal beat Stanford, and that's when the band was on the field. Anybody remember who scored the game-winning touchdown? Paulie?
Kevin Moen?
Yes.
Of
bloop,
Cal.
Bloop, nice. Bloop. Yeah. The band is on the field. Todd, what'd you learn?
Brandon in Tallahassee hit the trifecta. Attended a high school game Friday, the Florida State game Saturday, the Jaguars game Sunday.
Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Hope you join us tomorrow. Barry Sanders and Cam Newton stop by. We'll talk to you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.